lesson too late for the learning. Made a sand, made a sand. And a week, half an hour, my soul is turning. And your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no words of farewell? Can there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. All right, now. Got reasons aplenty for going, and this I know, this I know. For the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go, please don't go. Are you going away with no words of farewell? Can there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. Each song in my breast dies a morning without you, without you. Are you going away with no words of farewell? Can there be not a trace left behind? I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. I'd like to do a little taste of one of John D. Loudermilk's tunes, something that Brother Chet recorded way back over here in about 63, I believe, 62 or 63, when he put this down. Long about that time when I first heard the recording of it, and I said, well, I want to learn this thing. Fellas, those of you that fool with the guitar know what I'm talking about. When I went to learn it, he was picking it in C-sharp minor, and somebody told me he was doing it without a capo. Ouch. I settled for C minor. You can do either one with a capo, it don't matter. I thought of the fact that we put it on the new blues album. It hadn't quite been released yet. I got a test pressing the other day. And that reminded me also that there are three different albums that with Doc and Merle and T. Michael and some other fellas picking. Sam Bush and Lee Mark O'Connor's on one of them. Some different good pickers and horn tutors on there. I think got Tom Scott clarinet on one. They have them right here at the club. If you'd like to purchase one right after we get done picking, why, see the folks and they'll be happy to oblige you. There's the album Down South and the album Red Rocking Chair and one called the Doc and Merle Watson Guitar Album. And here's Wendy and Moore. That's enough commercializing.